Getting a chance here this morning to speak with a couple of gentlemen that are organizing a concert here this weekend. That is a benefit here in the area, and a good time will be had, I'm sure. And we're speaking with Harold Powell and Ray Armstrong. Guys, you've got a special thing coming up here this Saturday. First off, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
We're going to be playing with Richie Lee. A lot of you, and most of you in Atlantic, have heard of Richie Lee and seen him perform. He does all the 50s, 60s rock and roll. We'll be playing with Richie at the Atlantic Elks Lodge Saturday, July 30th from 7 to 10:30.
And it's a benefit for the homeless. Mel Bryles is heading up the Table of Mercy, and they go over on Fridays and feed the homeless breakfast. They also take blankets and clothing that is donated from different locations around town here. Been doing that for several years, haven't they, Harold?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a good ongoing effort for them. I know that they've put a lot of time and effort into doing that every week and gaining the support of folks here from the area to help them accomplish that. And this is just another way to do that. So your opportunity to get out, have a little bit of fun, but also support them at the same time.
Yeah, we'll take any donation. We just want to help the people. You wouldn't believe how many homeless people are in the Omaha area.
And it's growing. Numbers growing.
Absolutely. And so we are gladly donating our time and hope everyone will come out to listen to us.
Yeah. Harold, you play bass?
I play the bass. Richie Lee plays lead guitar and does all the singing, most of the singing. And then we have Atlantic Zone.
Ray Armstrong.
There you go.
Yeah. Incidentally, I might mention that all of us are Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Richie Lee being inducted, Harold Powell and myself being inducted twice to that association, and incidentally, on Labor Day, I'll be inducted for the third time.
Oh, very nice. What's that third honor going to be with then?
The Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the third time.
Yeah, but is it another group that you were involved in?
Yes, Larry Ray and the Red Tops. That was our first group. Actually, KGN was a sponsor years ago for that.
Very cool. And then the other two groups that you would mention that you're included
would be
with?
The Forte Enterprise and the Great Imposters. And Harold is, go ahead.
I was nominated in the year of 2004 with the Thunderbolt out of Carroll, Iowa, and in 2004 with the Fabulous Uniques from Humboldt, Iowa.
All right, so you guys have got some musical experience under your belt, that's for sure. So
I think we got over 100 years between us.
That's great. That's great. So, you know, they should know that they're going to come out and see some good music then, because you guys are... You're the best, right?
You bet. And we enjoy playing with Richie. He's a very good entertainer. He started out, what, about 15 years old, something like that?
Eight.
Oh, my goodness.
8 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he is an accomplished musician in his own right.
Yeah, and I know that he really enjoys, you know, that old-time 50s rock and roll. He's was really inspired. I read a little bit about his bio growing up. You know, Buddy Holly kind of caught his ear early on, and that's somebody that he likes to impersonate up there on the stage, and you really have some fun with that music.
He won his first Buddy Holly impersonation contest when he was 8 years old. Couldn't play the guitar yet, but he had a plastic guitar. And he actually won that contest at 8 years old. And I started playing with him when he was 12. And that's been 12, 13 years ago.
Very nice. Yeah, and Richie Lee in the Fabulous 50s, his normal group we're touring around with. But you guys are kind of joining in and joining the foray with him here this time around.
We like to help Richie whenever we can. When he gets over this way, he usually gives us a call.
Very nice. I know he's a busy guy, too. He does a lot of shows, a lot of these types of benefit shows as well. So, you know, something that he's very used to and has been in the area before, so people know who he is. So coming out here Saturday night should be a lot of fun. I guess give people the details. When do they need to be there? How do they get tickets? Or how do they support the effort? What's the scenario going to be for them?
They're will not be any pre-sold tickets. Just come on down. The show starts at 7 o'clock. Come on down to the Elks Lodge and come on in. Pay what you want to, the way I understand it.
Enjoy. It's
free will donation. If you want to bring some blankets or whatever to donate to the homeless, we'll be accepting that.
Okay. And I know they were talking about maybe doing a few door prize type things there too to kind of raise some awareness and like you said, encouraging them to bring other types of donations to help support their effort working with the homeless. And so just come on out. It's a totally free will donation. Then just folks are just donating whatever they want to enjoy the show that night then.
Absolutely. And if anybody has anything that they would like to donate as a door prize, just come on down to the Elks that evening and let us know what it is, because we are going to give away some door prizes.
All right. And I know, Mel, as we've already talked about, a lot of work and effort with the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club, raising funds for that. And they're doing some good work here each and every week. And I'm sure if you ever want to donate and help out that cause, you can always get in touch with Mel and those folks, and they'd be happy to take your donation anytime. You know, it just doesn't have to be this weekend.
That's right. Mel and Dee Bryles they've got a lot of volunteers working with them. They're serving breakfast every Friday morning over there. So any donation will be appreciated.
And as you mentioned before, you know, it's a growing issue. It may be something that you don't see on an everyday basis. It might not be something that affects your life, but it's something they've obviously experienced and know is going on. So there's a need for it. They're there to help them. So coming up here this weekend, I guess, what are you going to expect? I know you talked about the genre of music there a little bit. Kind of give them an idea of what they're going to be hearing. You know, is there any specific songs you guys like to dip into, or is there anything on the set list that's kind of a mainstay?
Probably different artists, Everly Brothers, Elvis Presley,
Billy Joe Royal, just anybody that was hot in the 60s.
Early rock and roll.
And I know in the past, in the 60s, Ray Group opened up for a lot of stars. He opened for Sonny and Cher and some other ones. And I actually did two shows with the Everly Brothers and opened up several shows back in the 60s. So we're going to be doing all of their type of music. You know, mm-hmm. the Guess Who, the Crystals, you name it. If you got a favorite song, come up and request it, and we'll play it if we know it.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you, if you guys are willing to take requests that night from folks.
We will, yes.
And when you go into shows like this, you guys have been doing this a long time, obviously, but do you have an idea in mind of the types of things you're going to play, or you just kind of go with the flow, think what comes next to you?
Well, Richie's got a song list, and so we'll kind of go by what he wants to do, but Ray and I will do a little bit of our own, too. So I know one of the crowd favorites is Oh Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison's tune. We definitely will be doing that. And, you know, Johnny Be Good, Wooly Bully, Wipeout. Ray does a great job on Wipeout. And we'll be doing all those old songs. So, yeah, everybody's going to have a fun night. Just come on up and let us know you're there. Come up and say hi.
And I'm sure there's going to be a little area there that's dusted off for them so they can get out there and move their feet around a little bit.
There will be a dance floor. Yep.
Yeah, that's part of the fun, obviously, especially that type of music. You got to get up and move around a little bit, right? Obviously, you know, there'll be both kinds. Folks that like to just sit and enjoy and watch, and others that like to get up and dance around and move a little bit. So it should be a good time for everybody to come out and enjoy. And once again, that's coming up here on this Saturday, the Atlantic Elks Lodge. And once again, give them that time frame that they need to come on out and see you guys.
7 to 10:30. The music starts at 7, so, you know, come on in at 6 or 6:30, whenever you can make it. We'll start playing at 7 o'clock.
All right, free will donation. Just come on out and donate. If you have other items you'd like to donate there, blankets, those types of things there to help out. This is a benefit for the homeless and that Table of Mercy Breakfast Club. And then come on out and do that and enjoy some good music. Guys, we appreciate you coming in and letting us know a little bit about it. It should be a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate your efforts as well. That's Ray Armstrong and Harold Powell speaking with us here this morning. Get out and support that show coming up Saturday night at the Atlantic Elks Lodge.